falling leaves and early snow. In the years to come, they will say, they fell like the leaves in the autumn of 1939. November has come to the forest, to the meadows where we picked the cyclamen. The year fades with a white frost on the brown sedge in the hazy meadows where the deer tracks were black in the morning. Ice forms in the shadows, disheveled maples hang over the water. Deep gold sunlight glistens on the shrunken stream. Somnolent trout move through pillars of brown and gold. The yellow maple leaves eddy above them, the glittering leaves of the cottonwood, the olive velvety dalder leaves, the scarlet dogwood leaves, most poignant of all. In the afternoon, thin blades of cloud move over the mountains. The storm clouds follow them. Fine rain falls without wind. The forest is filled with wet, resonant silence. When the rain pauses, the clouds cling to the cliffs and the waterfalls. In the evening, the wind changes. Snow falls in the sunset. We stand in the snowy twilight and watch the moon rise in a breach of cloud. Between the black pines lie narrow bands of moonlight, glimmering with floating snow. An owl cries in the sifting darkness. The moon has a sheen like a glacier.